the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House Ag Chair Michael Conaway is delaying release of a draft law renewing farm and nutrition programs to try and produce a farm bill with bipartisan support. AgWeb.com reports Minnesota Democrat Colin Peterson argues additional work requirements and other changes would drop 8 million people from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Conaway denies many would lose benefits, but Republicans may resist any plan that doesn't do enough to cut food stamps and farm subsidies. The EPA's decision to grant a bankrupt Philadelphia refiner relief from biofuel laws drew criticism from the biofuel sector that it sets a bad precedent. Agriculture.com reports the EPA and Philadelphia Energy Solutions agree the refiner will have to satisfy roughly half of its $350 million in outstanding compliance obligations under the RFS, which requires refiners to blend biofuels such as ethanol into their fuel or buy credits from those that do. A new documentary explores the GMO debate, but don't call it pro-GMO. The film is Food Evolution, and Academy Award-nominated director Scott Hamilton Kennedy says his goal was to tell the story in a more science-based conversation, not to advance any kind of agenda. On AgWire.com's Smart Farmer podcast, Kennedy says currently every major scientific institution and all the data and peer-reviewed science tells us it's as safe, if not safer, than any other seed breeding technique. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.